This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavuah. We're learning Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Chaf. Siman Kuf Chaf means we are approaching, finishing Chelek Aleph. Madison Square Garden is not available for our Siyam on Chelek Aleph, so we'll see what other arrangements we're able to make. Siman Kuf Chaf. Sheroi Lomer Ritzei B'chol Tefillah. It is right to say Ritzei in each Tefillah. I want to share with you an aura I had on Ritzei. Firstly, in Mizmor L'Soida, we say Mizmor L'Soida, Hariu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Rosh Hatevis Halacha. Oh, Panama, that's right. Rabbi Welder is reminding me that the Siyam will take place at the Panama Yarchei Kala. So maybe everyone's invited. Hopefully there might still be room for you. We're mamish packed. You could try to join. I would recommend trying. I think Rabbi Welder will have to figure out how to get everybody in. Okay, I see there are no more Magen Rakia mugs left. That's why he has to use a moose mug. But it looks like we're... Okay. Rabbi Yeager still has one. Fine. So, in Mizmor L'Soida we say like this. Hari L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Rosh Hatevis Halacha. That's a remez that before we start davening, we learn Advar Halacha. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha is referring to karbanos. Bayu lefanav bernana is psukei dezimra. De'u ki Hashem hu elokim. De'u is shema, da, the big I in the big dalad. Hu asanu v'loy anachnu, he made us. Those are the 248 words of shema keneged the limbs. Amoy v'tzayin marisa is kavanas mesiras nefesh for kriya shema. Bayu sha'arav b'soidar are the first three brachos of shema esrei. Chatzeirois of Visihila are the 13 middle brachais. Hoidu loy barchu shemai is ritzei. Ki toiv Hashem lioilam chasdoi is moidim. Viador vador emunasoi is simshalim. Says the Megala Amukais that Mizmor L'Soida encapsulates the whole tefillah. But what's always interesting to me is that ritzei, the brach of ritzei, has its own status in the whole corpus of tefillah. There's a chashivos for the bracha of ritzei. There's psuke de zimra, there's kriya shema, they're the first three brachas, and there's ritzei. Okay? Another just inyan is that Reb Schwab says on Ula Avdoi b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, he says, what's the idea? First we ask for shema koleinu, we ask Hashem to listen to our tefillah, and then we say again, Ritzei Hashem elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael. Then we ask Hashem again to listen to our tefillah. So Rav Schwab says, the shema koleinu is to listen to our physical tefillahs for our needs. Ritzei is that Hashem should listen l'man shemai. That's another category of tefillah. Anyway, so we have, this fits well into the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a simin in Shulchan Aruch on Ritzei. There's no simin on, not every bracha gets its own simin. Even the first three brachas, there's no simin for Ata Kadosh, you know? But there's a simin for Ritzei. Sheroi lomir Ritzei b'chal tefillah. Oimrim Ritzei b'chal ha-tefillahs. Udoloi ka'isim shenagim shaloi la'amra b'mincha. Not like those who don't say a mincha time. By the way, from here we learn a very important halacha that you need to daven mincha. That's a halacha that should not be overlooked. From the Mechaber says, not like those people who don't say Ritzei in Mincha. So I would say, not like those people who don't daven Mincha. You have to daven Mincha. It's not a small thing. Many times people forget to daven Mincha. They're working. You have to remember to daven Mincha. Okay, anyway. Says Mishnah Berurah, b'mincha dahainu she'im aschila mei v'ishe Yisrael. In other words, they don't skip the whole bracha. They just say Ritzei Hashem l'kenu ma'am chisot suasam ba'al shev zavad l'rabbi sacha. And by mincha they start from v'ishe Yisrael. Okay, v'ishe Yisrael. Now why do they do that? Why do these people deserve such credit that they skip the first part of Ritzei? They get a lot of attention. The Beis Yosef explains that Ritzei is connected to Berchos Kayanim. So they, since we only duchen by Shachris, so therefore they would only say Ritzei by Shachris. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's not, the Mechaber is saying that's not correct. Now on Yom Tov, we know we add to Ritzei V'Sei Arev L'Fanecha. By the way, that also indicates that Ritzei is connected to Berchas Kayanim. So when we duchen, we add that. Let's say you're not duchening, by the way. Let's say you have no Kayhanim. There are no Kayhanim. It happens. There are no Kayhanim. Do you say V'Sei Arev? You do. Oh no, excuse me. You do not say it. You do not say it. The Pas HaShulchan says that when they, in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, really you need to say V'Sei Arev every day. Do they say V'Sei Arev every day in Eretz Yisrael? No, right? Okay, weiter. V'ayim b'pri megadim shekasav delafi mashenago achse b'chamakim lemer ritzei. Now, according to what the custom is, that in all places we say ritzei, mikri amedaleg mishanu yabeh shetav chacham. Someone who skips ritzei is changing from the format that the Chazal legislated. V'dinei k'mash gozim achabesim kufiyotesiv gimel b'tah b'bracha. And he has a din, like we said in Simon Kuf Yotes, Siv Gimel, that if you skipped or you made a mistake in one of the middle brachas, you don't have to go back. Only to the beginning of the bracha. And from there and on, you continue Kisei there. But it sounds like if you did it b'mezud, you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. L'anias daiti tzarach ion im zem mikri b'di eved b'shem ta. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying nowadays that everyone says ritzei, if you're going to have this custom, it's a bad custom. So if it's a bad custom, then you have a din of ta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think it has a din of ta. Even by shachris, ayin el seif simin samach dav b'magin ram b'shem hakesem mishnah v'simin non tes v'simin kuf yadalad magin avram siv katan tes v'reish simin kuf pei zayin. So what's he getting at? The Magen Avram says in all these places it's considered your Mishan Mim Apeh Shetikna Chachamim. But only if you started or you ended the bracha. Meaning the Magen Avram is of the opinion it's only considered Mishan Mim Apeh Shetikna Chachamim if you started something with the Baruch and Chazal didn't legislate, or you didn't end with the Baruch where Chazal did legislate. But if you just changed the Nusach and you don't say mamish the nusach that was nisgan, you don't really have the status of mishanu mimapeh shetavu chachamim. So in other words, the Prima Gadim says that nowadays the minhag is to say ritzei if you skip your mishane. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, not so fast. Maybe this is not, you don't have the status of mishane because you're just changing nusach, you're not changing the baruch part. You only have a din of mishanu mimapeh shetavu chachamim if you change the baruch part. Kasavator, Amasha Anu Oimrim, Vishe Yisrael, Usifilasam, and the fire offerings of Israel and their prayers. We don't have Avoida nowadays. So what does that even mean? The Afal Pisha Einata Avoida. Nowadays we don't have Avoida. Mispalalim Alatfila Shibimakim Akarban. We are davening that Hashem should accept our tefillah, which is in place of a karban. Shetiskabel Baratzon Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Even though technically you wouldn't call it V'ishe Yisrael. Or you could say maybe it's still called Ishe Yisrael, because once we have the book, V'ishe Tefillah, the red book, and it's not referring to karban, it's referring to tefillah. That means tefillah could also be referred to a fire offering. Even though, why is a tefillah a fire offering? Uve medrash yesh, there is a medrash, Michael Sar Hagadol, Makriv Nishmasan Shel Tzadikim Ala Mizbeach Shamayla. There's a medrash that Michael, the great officer, is Makriv, the souls of Tzadikim, on the Mizbeach above. That he offers them as a goodwill offering before Hashem, as a pleasant aroma. Ishe Yisrael referred to the people. Does anybody have a newfangled Mishnah Berurah? Where is this medrash? I think Tosfos and Chagiga quotes it, yeah? Where? What daf? Somewhere, yeah.
Tosfos and Menachos, Kuf Yud.
Only Tosfos and Menachos?
Kuf Yud,
Mm-hmm. It's not in Chagiga. Okay. V'yesh mefarshim amasha lamala mimeno. Some say, no. So we have a few perushim. One is the Torah. The Torah says, even though we don't have karbonos, you could still say Isha Yisrael tefillah is b'makam karbonos. Then we have the Medrash. The Medrash says that Michael is makriv the souls of tzaddikim. And now another pshat, v'yesh mefarshim amasha lamala mimeno. It's going on what we said above. V'hachi perushim. It says, v'hashev ho avoida. Basically, we say Hashem lehin ma'am chisal. Return the avoida as well as the fire offerings. Right? The Taz says the Michal pshat is the best. It makes a very big difference. Where do you put the comma? Do you read it? Meaning, do you make it? That's the third pshat. The second pshat is, and the first pshat is. So the Taz says the middle pshat is the best. So the way you read it is, you read it. But the Aval Agra Kasev Sheikar Kaper Shachrain. That Vashev Savad Varisach Vishay Yisrael, comma, Usvilasam Biavas Kabaratzain. So wherever you put the comma, you'll be either going like the Taz or the Gra. But you should probably figure out which one you're doing so you know you can know what to think. Meaning, if you're thinking one pshat and you put the comma in the other place, then you're Stira Mene Obey. Probably the Gruz Pshat is Al Derech HaPshat. No, the Gruz Pshat is a simple reading of the words. V'hashev esu avoida l'ver beisacha v'isha Yisrael. Kama, usvil asam bi'avas gabaratzen. Unless you're thinking about Michal sacrificing the souls of tzaddikim, unless you're a Kabbalist and you have those holy thoughts.
Isn't it grammatically one over the other? Because it should be V'hashev esu avoida.
You should say, you mean V'ishe Yisrael Lidvir Beisecha. That's why I think the Gra is a simple reading of the V'ashev Es Havoida Lidvir Beisecha. Kama. V'ishe Yisrael Usvilasam Be'avas Gabaratzain. Lamaisa, the mystical pshat, also fits into the words. Okay. Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. What? You're saying that the people who start from V'ishe Yisrael were going like the Michal people. Yeah, that's why the Gra doesn't like them. No, the Gra doesn't deny that there is such a pshat, you know, that Michal is the Sar HaGadon, he's Makar of the fires, but the Gra just says that's not the Iker Perush of the Tefillah. Okay. Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Dine Moedim. We'll do Sif Aleph. Dine Moedim. Shoichin b'moedim t'chila b'sif. We bow in the beginning and end of Moedim. Says Mishra Shoichin. Im nizdamin loy roik. Let's say you have to spit. Lo yishcha ad sheyetze arok mipiv. Don't bow until you emit the spittle. Why? The Aruch HaShulchan says, because if you spit while you're bowing, Chas V'Shalom looks like you're spitting at who you're bowing. V'ayin le'el simen tzadi zayin sif beiz. It says the dinim of someone who has to spit a mil shman esay. B'moidim. Isa b'gemarim. Lo'ikara b'moidim. If you don't bow by moidim. Nasa shidroi nochash achash shavashan. After 7 years, your spine turns into a snake. The Torah says, mida k'neged mida. You should have bowed and straightened up like a snake. So therefore your spine turns into a snake. Why this bowing more than any other bowing? The Taras Chaim says in Baba Kama that the kriya that we bow by moidim is kederach she'adam moidil chaveroi, is like someone who is grateful to his friend that he bows with humility, and if you stand become as a kufa, you look like a koifer. Rav Yosef Engel has a beautiful pshat in why if you don't bow by moidim, you turn to a snake. Rav Yosef Engel says that thanking Hashem is the very definition of life. V'chol hachayim yoyducha sela. Ma'betza bedomi beridati al shachas hayoyducha afar. What benefit will there be in my death? I can't thank you. The definition of life is thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem is not something you could do while you're alive, but rather the definition of life is not respiratory activity, it's not circulation, it's not digestion, it's thanking Hashem. There are many rayas to it. Therefore, if somebody does not thank Hashem properly, then the spine turns into the opposite, which is a nachash, which is the symbol of Misa. Fine. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot, Gemot Chila Haino Betchila Smaidim Uksha'imer Hashem Yizkaif. So basically, remember, Maidim Anachnu Lach Sha'atahu, and then you get up before Hashem. Just pointing out, the word moidim is a milra. It's moidim and it's a chirik male. It's moidim. Moidim. And that's how Rav Moshe Feinstein said the word. Chirik male. Moidim. Anyway, Sivkaton Dalet. Vesoif, Bebrechas Hatoiv Shimcha. That's the end of the bracha. Dahainu Be'is Amiris Baruch Hata. When you say Hashem's name, you get up. Kig And remember, there's machlokes. Do you get up before you say Hashem's name, and when you're saying Hashem's name, you're already erect, or while you're saying Hashem's name? Okay, we'll hold it over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.